Shir Kitzchanar for Yud Gimel Shvat, we're in Simon and Hesiv Beis, we're in the middle of discussing Dinik Dima Bebrachas, which, if a person has various fruits or vegetables in front of him, which ones take precedence, he should choose them and eat them first and make a bracha on them because their bracha is superior. And we're in Halacha Beis. Im Kulan Amin Shiva, all of them are from Shiva Samin. So you would think there's no difference between them because all of them are from the Shiva Pesach and Shtapchav Amarit Yisrael. Zach, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shavim, and they're equal in preference, which means he doesn't appreciate one over the other. Still, there is one that should come earlier, which is Tzarech Lahakdim Ezeh Sheikdim HaPasuk. You have to choose the one that was mentioned earlier in the order of the Pasuk. The Eretz Basra, Shenemar B'Pasuk, Hifzik as a Seder. Now, the Pasuk goes as follows. Eretz Chitos Oira, wheat and barley, gefen te'ena v'rimayin, which is grapes, figs, and pomegranates. And then there's another eretz. It says, eretz zei shemen u'dash, the land of Elberton, olives, and dvash refers to dates. And the eretz that's written in the middle of the pasuk cuts off and starts the series again. And therefore, what happens is, if we have to eat first the ones mentioned earlier in the pasuk, Zeis Shemen and Vash, olives and dates, come before even grapes, because grapes are number three from the beginning of the Pasuk. Eretz Chito Sayro Gefen. This is number three. And therefore, you always have to start by the one that's mentioned earlier, but earlier in terms of closer to the word Eretz. So you bring an example. Eretz Basra Shnemar, the second time it says Eretz in the Pasuk, he's going to say that breaks up the Seder. Nimtza, Lefiza, according to this, Ki Tumarim, dates, Koydim La'anavim, come before grapes. Why? Lefisha Tumarim, Heim Sheni, La'Eretz Basra. The word Tumarim, they're mentioned, the dates, which is Dvash, and they're mentioned number two from the second time Eretz starts the Pasuk again, from the second time mentions Eretz. Va'anavim, which is grapes, Gefen, Heim Shlishi, Eretz Kama, they're not mentioned number three after the beginning of the pasuk from the first Eretz Chita Soir Gefen. So it's number three. The Dafka Anavim, this is Dafka grapes. So grapes, we say that dates take precedence. However, Avol Yain, we're talking about wine. Kibun Shu Davar Chashuv, it's a whole different plateau. Wine is Chashuv Bifni Atzma, Bekavle Bracha Atzma. It has its own individual bracha. They gave it when it squeezed into juice. Who Koyd Mechal Peres? Therefore, he takes precedence. Wine comes before all the other Peres. And Alter Rebbe writes, Afil Lezayis, even to Zayis, which Zayis is the first after the second Eretz, but and it also has Zayis Tach also goes up when you turn it into juice. That's in, like we mentioned earlier, that you have to make a Beir Priya 8 on oil if it's not mazik in certain circumstances. So still, wine will be more will come first. Afilu hu chavev al v'yasa, even if you appreciate it more than the wine, still wine comes first. When did we mention that you need to take preference and take first from the Shiva Saminim Dafkik Shinigmar Pri? This is as long as the fruit that you're eating is not raw. Aval Prisha Loy Nigmar, if it's raw, it's not complete. Ain Loy Maila, it's not considered a beautiful thing. It's not considered why the Loy Mishtabeh Krab amid the Loy Chazi. The Torah prides itself, so to speak, that it's gifting Bnei Yisrael such a special land that has these seven Peders. But the Torah wouldn't be Mishtabeh itself, wouldn't praise the Eibusha wouldn't praise himself with something that people wouldn't use. Therefore, that's not how to choose Shivas Aminim if it's not ripe. Or, for example, if you're eating it, maybe it is ripe, but you're not eating it in a natural way of eating it. That's not the way of being of praising Eichel Kigoyin. For example, if a person is chewing on a kernel of wheat, which is obviously not the natural way, it's generally ground and into flour and baked, etc. So if he's koises chita, that doesn't come before, for example, tamarim or gefen or grapes, etc. Halacha dalat. He has two brachas, ha'eitza and adama, and in addition, megam davar shebrachasa shahakol. He wants to eat from Shahakol and one of the other two brachas. Ha'etzer ha'adama. Doctor, in Boyer Priya 8, Ubirkas ha'adama koidmois. Shehin chashubis. He chooses one of the other two. That means either ha'etz or ha'adama. They override Shahakol. Why? Because as we'll see soon, and it's going to explain a little bit onward, the more detailed the bracha is, the more praise it is. Like b'nei adam, you give a detailed praise. It's more praiseworthy. It's more gishmak for the person. Al-Dar Zab, when you're praising the Eibishter for something that's specific, that includes less types of fruits that is more praiseworthy. Now we know Hadamah includes also Ha'etz, which means, well, as we'll see, if you made a mistake and on Ha'etz you benched Hadamah, you Yoytza, because at the end of the day it also comes from the ground. So the more detailed it is Ha'etz. Ha'etz includes less things in the bracha, and therefore that comes first. Levisham Gerari says they're more specific. Each one is only Poiter, it only will be Moitzi one specific type of fruit. The Shahakal, however, he bracha Kalal's higher, but Shakoni Abadvar is that everything was brought into existence from the Abishah's utterance. And mela includes much more. Bafila, fruits, it includes flesh and cheese and drinking, etc. Bafila zeshu berchasin shahakal. This is even if you appreciate the sha'akal more, still you have to go first for the Eitzan Adama. The only time we said Chavibus takes precedence is within the same bracha, for example. They're all Ha'etz, and this is Shivas Aminim, or between maybe between Ha'etz and Adama. You have to first three Ha'etz and Adama. Now, we're going to discuss and it will come before Birkas Hayayin. Now, even though you're not in it's not hamaitzi, it's mezoinis, but it's mazoin, it satiates a person, and wine is a luxury. So the mezoinis comes first. Mikolshkin, how much more so hamaitzi? So rikodemus gamla bayrimin mezoinis. That hamaitzi comes before bayrimin mezoinis. If you skip a mezoinis, if you could include it in the meal or bechlal, hamaitzi comes first. Belachem b'shavas v'yamtiv. Therefore, being that shavas v'yamtiv, we're going to change the seder k'shemikadosh alayin, that he's going to be make kiddush first and make bayrim priya gafim before hamaitzi, even though that's not what's meant to be done. Therefore, it's l'chasis is a fashal yirabayshte. You have to cover the bread. It shouldn't see. It's a, so to speak, embarrassment. So magdimin lebirk sayan, that you're pushing before it the Birkas Hayayin of making Hagafen before, because you're making kids. V'chem b'shachris k'shem b'kaddish ba'oichel achar kach min ha-mezaynis. And same deal is Shabbos in the free. For example, that you're making kiddush and you're eating by a farbrengen, for example. So you're not going to eat hamaitz, you're going to eat mezaynis. Still, also, you have to cover the mezaynis, because again, the generally mezaynis comes before wine as well. And over here, we make ha-yetz min ha-kal tzarek l'chasez b'shas kiddush, why making kiddush? Halacha, perek simon vav sif alf, and we're going to discuss dini tos bebrachas. What happens if a person makes a mistake when he made the wrong bracha on something? So, halacha al. Tol berech alechem gomer barim em mezaynis. He made a mezaynis, which literally means food and sustenance. He made it on something he should have said hamaitzi lachem in arutz oyal pasa kisnin hamaitzi, or he said hamaitzi on something which is mezaynus on pasa bava kisnin, which should have been mezaynus. Which is how the Alter Rebbe paskins in Siddur. Aval and beir. So then yotza, you still are yotza because it means the same thing. They both mean hamaitzi lachem in arutz is to give a person bread, and this is also grain that comes from the same area, and they say also. Is amazing. Avalim berach al tafshel shu afilu mimine dogon. If you made a bracha on a tafshel, something cooked that should have been a adama, and you made a hamaitzi lachem in haaretz, lo yatza, you're not yaitza. Why? Because the even though taka does come from the aretz, but this doesn't have the chshivos of lechem. Tov berach al anavim bayir priya gafen. What happens if you made a bayir priya gafen on grapes? Now bayir priya gafen is special for wine, but being that in the nosach bracha it's the fruit, the offshoot of grapes, so it will be mitzi grapes themselves, and he's yetsa. B'chinim tal bebracha achreina. For example, he made a bracha achreina berach ala gefen. He's generally, if you eat grapes, then you make a ala gefen. But you make ala peiris, and he made ala gefen as if he drank wine. So still it's yetsa, because again shari gaman avim and priya gefen, and they're also the fruit of grapes of wine. Halacha beis. What happens to a fruit that grows on a tree? He made Adam on it, that it came from the earth. And they were both in front of him. And he thought they were both Bayer Priya 8s, and he thought, you know what, I'm going to take the 8s first. And he made a Bayer Priya 8, and his plan was to be Maitzi the Adama. He made a Bayer Priya Adama, and his plan was also to be Maitzi the Bayer Priya 8. And that was a mistake of his. So, be'atzam, he is yoitza. Why? Because both of them, shari gama eitz, yoinik ben adama, they all, yoinik, they all take sap from the ground. Avalim berach, bayir priya adama, bayir priya eitz, if it's the other way around, on a something that should have been a Bayer Pri Adama, he made a Bayer Pri Eitz if it grew on a tree, lo yatza, because it's a sheker. If you have a suffix about a specific pri, imu pri Eitz, a Pri Adama, you're not sure if it grows on the ground or from a tree, there's no way for you to be mevarer now and you need it now, because this will include even if it's ala Eitz and not vice versa. The Alter Rebbe points out that a person should never have kavana to be moitzi ha Eitz with a Adama, because there's yesh cholkim in this case, even if he's eating a hadama right away, if it's moitzi da eitz. Because if you had kavanah to be moitzi da eitz, but maisi you made it on a hadama, could be it's not moitzi. Now there says, therefore, make sure not to have such kavanah. Halacha gimel. Tal berich ala yayin bayir pri eitz. What happens if he made fruit of a tree? He made it on wine. Afil imnis kam yad. If within the amount of time it takes to say Shalom Lachem Ereb Rabbi, he reminded himself, and he says Bayir Pri Agafen, say Bayir Pri Agafen, because it's Tachwine. If you're learning Skamiyad, Yotze B'Diavad. However, if you didn't B'Diavad, you're Yotze, because again, this grows on a tree, the vine. Halacha Dalet. Kol Davar Afil Ala Pas in Vala Yain, even bread and wine. In Tov, if he made a mistake, Bayir Shahakol Yotze. If he made a Shahakol, he is Yotze. And again, providing this is including what we said earlier, that a person has to learn the Nebrach, so you can't rely on this, but it's only if a mistake happened. Halacha, hey, Alpha Bishalachat Chil Tzach Ludak Rilchavan Al Mahu Mashu Mevarech. You have to know in advance what you're going to be making the bracha on when you say the Eibishter's name. If you had the wrong kavanah at the beginning when you said the Eibishter's name, you're going to look up the other case. You took a cup in your hand, and when you said the Eibishter's name, you were thinking something else. Because of a shu yain, you thought it was wine. So you said Baruch Ata Hashem, and when you said the Eibishter's name, you were planning to say Bayir Pri Agafen. Before you ended the bracha, you realized it's water. Either you smelled or you reminded yourself and that it's water, or sheker, or it's beer. So the first half of the bracha, the end of the bracha, didn't have the same kavanah. Still, ain atzar lachzor lebarach. One does not need to repeat the bracha. The mishum tells the kavanah ain atzar lachzor lebarach, because the mistake of the kavanah by the Eibishter's name, you don't are bechlal for kavanah. You don't have to be chayzer mevarach. The person didn't have in mind the mashal bechlal what he was saying, but he said the bracha. The kolshken im tov behepach. How much more so if he made the mistake the other way around, that on a hagafen, on wine, he made a shahakol, then for sure he's yaitza wine. He picked up a couple of glasses of wine, and he was sure it's beer or water. And a birach lema al da shahakol. He said, Baruch Hashem, and his intention when he said David's name is that he's going to conclude the bracha saying shahakol. So he changed it at the end, and he realized it's wine, and he said, Bayir Pri Agafen. So there, how much more so he's going to be yaitza wine? Even if he would have concluded saying what he planned to say, which means he would say shahakol nevar, that would be mighty anyways, that gafen. So for sure that he changed it to the right bracha. Halacha vav. Afilu imsim kol bracha betos. Even if he concluded the whole bracha betos, he said on a mezainis, he said a bayir pri eitz. El sheniska toki dey dibur v'tikin amarasa. He switched to toki dey dibur. Then you could still pull back. You have time to change it. Going to look at kois mayim. He took a cup of water. A sheicher kasav shu yain. He thought it was wine. Obeir bayir pri agafen. He concluded the bracha saying baruch Hashem l'kan malchum bayir pri agafen, which definitely is not moitzi water. V'niska miyad. He reminded himself shu mayim or sheicher. He reminds himself water or beer. B'siim shakol nim b'dvarei. And therefore, after he said v'kachois amarasa, the way he said it, it sound you'll hear the following. Bayir Pri Agafen, Shakal Nebid Varek. Still Yotza, because you have that time frame of Tech De Dibur to pull back to change what you said. Halacha Zay. Being Loinus Ka Tech De Dibur, he didn't remind himself. Tzach Lebarek Mechadash Birka Shahakal. Right, Salishas Kaiza, you have to, if past Tech De Dibur, you can't correct that bracha, and you have to make a new bracha, a new shahakal on this cup of water that you use Mira Agafen on. What happens if you intended to drink a different cup of wine as well? Throughout the Suda, you're being Kabel Yain, you have this cup and the next cup. Yikach, you have a different solution. Yikach, Vishte Ma'at. You could drink a little bit from the second cup of wine because it was included in your kavanah that throughout you're going to drink it, so that the bracha is chal on that as well, and it's not a bracha levatol to drink that. As long, providing he didn't make a hafsek bedibra and he didn't talk about, and he says even more than that. Even if he did drink lechatchil from the cup of water, by the and through tasting, he tasted its water, so he says, oops, this is not our guffin, and then he could still, a sheikh or a beer, he could still move on to the next cup of wine. It's not bedievid called a hafsek, the fact that he tasted, and he could drink from the second cup of wine that he was planning to drink later on, and be moitzi, and the bracha is not a bracha levatol. It's important in this context to describe what a bracha levatala means. Rabbi Yehiel Alvashon used to always describe Yerushalayim, he would bring a story of the Rebbe. Moir the Kemais, the Rebbe in the first years, Mamas the first years, and see, it's got an Aliyah. And the Baal Keter showed the Rebbe one place to start the bracha and another one to end the bracha, and where the Aliyah begins and ends. And the Rebbe started, closed Sefer Teiras, made the bracha, and then when they opened the Baal Keter noticed he showed the Rebbe the wrong place. So, shailas you need to make over the bracha. So, it depends how far it is, if it's an Aishat, etc., in which Amud it's in. B'cholfen, the Rebbe indicated that he doesn't want to paskin like always. The Rebbe wanted the Rav of the Shul to paskin. Then the Rav was Reb Shmuel Levitin, and they called Reb Shmuel Levitin over. And the Rebbe's signal, the Rebbe was clear from the Rebbe wanted he shouldn't have to make the bracha again. The Rebbe, b'chol ofen, the Rebbe asked him to paskin, and he says he's going to paskin leit vaser fer shteit. And he decided that the Rebbe should make another bracha. That the Rebbe wasn't happy. They saw the Rebbe, but that's what he paskin. That's the Rebbe wanted to paskin based on his understanding. And the Rebbe started making the second bracha. The Rebbe closed his hair there again. Mitamal, the Rebbe burst out in huge b'chias, became red and was tracing. Because according to, if he's making a new bracha, this says the first bracha was a bracha of Atala. It's mentioned Abish's name. This gives us a little anang in Vasa Maint. It's a bracha. You didn't say the Abish, you said, you say it again. It's shame on the Feirish.